Welcome to the Every Nation New Jersey podcast. Every Nation is a Bible-believing, multi-ethnic, non-denominational church hoping to transform the world one life at a time. We hope you enjoy this podcast.
Hey, welcome back, Every Nation. And before we get into the scriptures this morning, just want to do, how about just a little rapid fire Christmas carol trivia, okay? So we'll start with this, Jingle Bells. Did you know that Jingle Bells was originally written as a Thanksgiving song? Okay, here'll be another one. The Grinch, the original Grinch song. You're a mean man, Mr. Grinch. You know that guy? Well, that voice was actually Thurl Ravenscroft. And do you know what other voice he played in? What other character? You got it. Tony the Tiger. They're great, right? That is the guy from The Grinch. And then, you know, the best-selling Christmas carol of all time is actually Bing Crosby, White Christmas, all right? But if you've gotten all of those trivia questions right, I wonder if you'll get this one right. Can you tell me what the first Christmas carol was? And time's up. It's this, found in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Paul's writing to Timothy, and it's actually a song. It's very deep and theological, and it references the incarnation or Christmas. And so let me read for you the first Christmas carol. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. We read, it says, "Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, and taken up in glory." And so I want to just break these verses down really quickly this evening. And here's number one is, notice it says that he was manifested in the flesh. Or in other words, God became a man, the incarnation. And so back in the late 50s, early 60s, I don't know if you recall, but Russia and the United States were in a race to see who could get to space first. And for the record, the Russians smoked us. All right, and they got to space before the United States. And if you recall, the Russian cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin, he was the cosmonaut that went to space and back. And then during a press conference afterwards, he was quick to point out to the Christian believing nation of the United States that he says, "I've been to heaven, the heavens, and there is no God." All right, that was his way of that, the atheistic, communistic, kind of like sticking it to the United States. But I love C.S. Lewis. He actually responded like this. He says, "Looking for God is like somebody looking for Shakespeare by going to one of his plays. You're not going to find him there." He says, "But what could happen if Hamlet wanted to meet Shakespeare? What Shakespeare would have to do is write himself into the play." And that's what God did by becoming a man. He wrote himself into our story, right? And so here's the amazing thing. Because of the incarnation, we get to know what God's like. Have you ever been on the phone with somebody you haven't met, and you're talking to them, and you get in your mind's eye, you get an image of what they look like, and for better for me, it's never right. But how great is it that we don't have to guess what Almighty God's like, because we see the perfect image of God in the person of Jesus Christ. We read about him in his biography, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And so we don't have to guess. And here's what else is great, is that God gets to experience what it was like to be human, because he's called to be our high priest. And now it says that he's a sympathetic and an empathetic high priest. So brief story, back in 1992, I was playing for the Hartford Whalers, and we were in Montreal to play against the Montreal Canadiens in the Montreal Forum. And I was having a good game, man. And I remember diving for a puck, and immediately I felt a snap in my knee. And I had gotten the horrible injury, the ACL, tore my ACL and my MCL. And now I'm wondering, is my career over? And so it was a very difficult time. And after several hours of surgery and then 9 long months of rehab, I finally made it back to the NHL. And so I say that to say this is Susan and I, last year we were Target shopping, and we were in Target and we're trying to clean up some loose ends here. And as we're in Target, I saw this probably middle school or high school aged kid. And he had the brace on that you get after having ACL surgery. And I just couldn't help. My heart was drawn to this kid. And I just kept going. And finally, I was like, listen, I had to stop him. And I said, hey, you had ACL surgery, didn't you? He's like, yes, I did. I said, listen, I want to encourage you. Man, you're going to get through this and you're going to be back stronger than ever. Like I was just drawn to this kid and couldn't help myself that I had to share that it's going to be okay. And you know, in the same way, because God has walked in our shoes as a human being, that he knows it's difficult to be us and that he's drawn to us because he's a sympathetic and an empathetic high priest. He draws near to us. And so he was manifested in the flesh. And then the verse 2, it says that he was vindicated by the Spirit. Vindicated by the Spirit. And so we don't use that word vindicated very often. It just simply means to be found right or to be justified. And for the record, Jesus, from his first cry as a baby to his last cry on the cross, when he says, it is finished, it was all about vindication. It was all about vindication. And so I kind of always joke that as a pastor, pastors, we get people give us kind of weird gifts, okay? So I've had people like give me a crucifix or a cross, or they feel led to buy me a Bible. For the record, you know, I have like 50 Bibles in my house, right? Or I've had people give me anointing oil or holy water. And listen, if you gave me that this year, thank you. But I will say this. You know, a gift card would work well too. And so it's funny, while we're on the topic of gift cards, you know, it's do you ever get in that moment where you're not sure how much is left on the gift card and you just kind of like, you're just hoping there's enough to cover whatever it is you're purchasing? But, you know, it's kind of like funny or cute when we're talking about a gift card. But do you know what's amazing for the follower of Christ is that you and I don't have to guess. Did Jesus' life, death, burial, and resurrection, was it enough to cover and pay for my sin? We don't have to guess. Jesus, when he was on the cross, his last breath, it says he cried with a loud voice, it is finished. When you read it in the original Greek, it's the word tete leste, and here's what's fascinating, is in the first century in the Roman Empire, that when someone purchased a good and it was paid in full, they would stamp on it tete leste, that it's fully paid, it's paid in full, and that you and I, because of Christ became a man, we've been vindicated as well by the Spirit. How about this, that it says that he was seen by angels. And this is kind of fun, because in the Christmas season, it's kind of fascinating how in all these shows you'll see angels, and they take on, like, you get Clarence from It's a Wonderful Life, and he's just kind of a goofy old man, you know, a sweet old guy. But listen, or many of us in our minds, you know, we have the picture of an angel. It's a fat baby in a diaper. But you know this, that if you ever see an angel, you're going to need a diaper, all right? Because they're majestic creations. And they always have to tell people when they appear to them, fear not, fear not, fear not. Why? Because they're terrifying and they're magnificent, all right? And so if you've ever read in your Bible, in your Old Testament, it'll reference the cherubim and the seraphim. And there's these winged angelic creatures. And the Bible says that they have wings on their back and wings on their feet. But get this, they also have wings that cover their face. And the reason being is because they sit in the presence of the glory of God. And the presence of God, the glory, is too great. And so they have to cover their faces. And so now does it make sense that when God became a man, it says this, that the angels saw God, and the heavens cracked open, and the angelic heavenly hosts began to cry out, "Glory to God in the highest." See, the angels got to see God. But do you know that there was another group of angels that also got to see God? And see, there was a group of fallen angels, Lucifer, or we would later know him as Satan. That Satan, he deceived a third of the angelic world to rebel against God. And so God created a place for Lucifer and his fallen angels, and it's called hell. But so here's what's so amazing about Christmas and what we need to give thanks for tonight is this, is the angels rebelled against God and they got hell. You and I, humanity, rebelled against God. And you know what we got? We got Jesus. We got Jesus. Merry Christmas. It goes on, the first Christmas carol, it goes on and says this, that he was proclaimed among the nations and believed on in the world. And so now it's at this time, I would like us to, if you have your communion elements, and as we talk about proclaimed among the nations and believed on in the world, see this this wafer, it represents the body of Christ. And here's what's amazing in this unbelievably divided time in our world. The great promise is this, is that the body of Christ, as we partake it together, it's uniting us. That we partake of one body, and we're one body of Christ as we take together. And so I'm often reminded of the story of the late Senator John McCain, and he was a POW during the Vietnam War, and so he was subject to torture time and time again. But he does reference that there was one guard that at night, when they would tie him up and contort his body in these unbelievably painful positions, that this one guard would work at night and he would loosen his ropes. And so he'd get relief and able to sleep through the night. And then when they shift the guards, that the guard would tie him up real tight again so no one would notice anything. And McCain always wondered why this was. And then get this, on Christmas Eve, they allowed the prisoners to step outside of their cell. And as they were, this prison guard went over to Senator John McCain, and in the ground with his foot, he drew a picture of a cross. And let me tell you, this is how McCain puts it. He says, "For that brief moment, we were just two Christians worshiping together." See, they were no longer Vietnamese and American. They were no longer enemies on a battlefield. They were one. And now, as we partake of the body of Christ, we too become one, the body of Christ. And then if you would, you take the cup, and you know, our Christmas carol, it ends with this verse, that he was taken up into glory. And so I couldn't help but be reminded of the fact is 2021, it was actually the 20-year anniversary of the attacks of 9/11, and I was reading the fascinating story of Brian David Sweeney, and he was on United Flight 175, and before they crashed into the World Trade Center, that Brian Sweeney, he got on the phone, and he called his wife Julie. And she wasn't there, so it's forever kept on voicemail. And I love to just read for you what he says, because I think it's appropriate for us tonight. And so this man on the airplane that had just been hijacked, he's calling his wife, who he loves, and he says this on the voice recording. He says, "Jules, this is Brian. Listen, I'm on an airplane that's been hijacked. If things don't go well and it's not looking good, I just want you to know I absolutely love you. I want you to do good. Go have good times. Same to my parents and everybody. And I just totally love you. And I'll see you when you get there. I'll see you when you get there." And so I can't help but think, like, you know, that Jesus has left us a voicemail, if you will. It's eerily similar that Jesus too, he wants to say, "I absolutely love you and I'm going to see you again when you get there." And that voicemail is found in Matthew chapter 26, verses 27 to 29. Jesus says this, he says, And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. I absolutely love you, and I'll see you when you get there. The blood of Christ. And now let me pray. Father, we just thank you for this time we can gather together, Lord, and slow down and take a moment and remember the ultimate gift of your dear Son, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this gracious gift, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, every nation. Well, Merry Christmas to you. And I just think it's appropriate that we go out this evening on a song. And so won't you join us with one last Christmas carol? God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Thanks for listening to the Every Nation New Jersey podcast. For more information on our church, or if you'd like to give a financial gift, just go to our website, emcnj.org.